CliffCentral.com.
Yay, you did it. You got to the end of another week under lockdown, you son of a bitch, you. Look at you. Look how proud you should be of yourself. Oh, wow. This is amazing. Give yourself a round of applause. You deserve it. Come on. Let's go. Everybody join in the applause. Come on. Let's have a good morning, shall we? Oh, fantastic. As Sia would say, fabulous, but also fantastic, as most people would say.
Yay.
All right. Leanne Moll will rejoin us in a moment. She was there for a second and... and she disappeared, but Sia Sangweni is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sia. Good morning, Leanne.
Hola.
Hola. Leanne has got curls. There's that nursery rhyme about the girl with curls. What did you do with your hair last night?
I left with it in tiny little buns.
In buns?
Yes, but I've ended up with a knot.
Well, like Princess Leia buns?
Yeah, like five buns all over my head.
Five?
Oh.
Jesus, that's very greedy.
And and that this is what happened. It's a bit poofy. Wow.
Yeah, quite poofy. There was a little girl who had a little curl.
Had a little curl.
Right in the middle of her forehead.
When she was good, she was good.
Very, very good.
Very, yes.
But when she was bad, she was horrid.
Horrid.
I'm assuming this is a nursery rhyme that was popular in the 50s, because I don't
50s.
Know.
How old do you think we are?
Well, it might have been the 50s, because our parents were born in the 50s, and they're the ones who taught it to us.
That's possible. But these things predate them by like 100 years, these nursery rhymes.
And, I mean, how creepy is that? Hmm. It's like, you know those movie trailers? Mm-hmm. With the girl in a forest, but you can only see the back of her head.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the camera swoops in, and it goes, when she was good, she was very, very good. When she was bad, and it swings around to the front of her face.
Dum, dum, dum.
And she's got these, like, milky eyes, and it goes, she was horrid.
Oh, no. My favorite nursery rhyme now makes sense as I grow older.
I was just thinking Leanne should turn nursery rhymes into horror stories, because that trailer you just described now would be shit scary.
It will just ruin all of our childhood.
Oh, and so, by the way, it starts off with that music that comes from a jewelry box when you open it up.
Ding, 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 ding. And when they eventually show the front of her face with a curl in the middle of her forehead, she has no eyes. Da da da.
Oh.
Come on, let's write a horror movie and get rich.
Now you want to know about the girl with the curls.
Yeah. So, Sia, tell me what you wanted to say about nursery rhymes.
My favorite nursery rhyme, it was, I didn't have the language as to why I liked it so much, but now I can frankly tell you. It was Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. He stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. I cannot tell you.
It's so fab.
Yes!
Yeah, but that's more of an American Revolution song than it is a nursery rhyme.
Oh, you see, now you're ruining my childhood as well. Please don't tell me there's some colonial.
And you know what the tune is for that, right?
Oh, geez, what is it? A marching song they used in war?
It is.
Oh. Mm. Well. Sorry, let me just go and flush the remnants of my childhood down the drain.
All Sia was interested in is that he put this fabulous feather in his fabulous cap.
Yes, and was riding a pony, not a horse, mm-hmm.
Yes.
But a pony.
Yes.
But my, this Yankee Doodle chap.
Pony up.
He has finesse, he just has style, he oozes charisma. Screw that stupid Humpty Dumpty who fell off a wall. What an idiot. Happy Friday.
It is Friday. I'm so happy. Yay. Yay, ooh. Yay, yay. I don't know why, because weekends are not like they used to be. It's not like a party or you get to see all your friends or any of that stuff, but... you know, the weekend, it just still has that aura of mystery and excitement to it.
You know, I often use the weekend to do some work because no one expects it of you.
Yeah.
So it's
good
like,
point.
It's like, oh, let me surprise them by getting this done by Monday.
Right.
How nerdy.
I know, it's so nerdy. But you've always been like that. You sat at the front of the class at school, you know.
Yeah, I was that one. I was the one who would put up my hand and say, Miss,
Math.
John isn't using a ruler to underline.
Yeah, and he isn't concentrating. I mean, what business is it of one child at school that the other child isn't concentrating? Do you remember those people who used to bust you for that?
I used to get so annoyed with children who couldn't read in their heads and, you know, just keep not mouth the words.
Because that was so below you.
And I'd go, look, just keep your mouth closed. Tighten your lips and now read the words in your head.
Yeah.
No, you have not changed. Listen, you have not changed.
I've learned a lot of compassion.
You have? You've stopped telling on?
No, I still tell on. Even just last night, my mom said, oh, tell Leanne, tell the world.
Yes.
How did you take that?
I'm laughing, aren't I?
That's who she is.
That is so shitty.
No, it means I'm a good journalist.
Now, I'm interested in the story that is developing and something we've been following on this show from the get-go is Ghislaine. I can never say her name. Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine.
Right? Yeah, apparently it's Ghislaine, yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell. She's Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and the one who used to procure all the women'ses.
Mm. She's finally been arrested.
Mm. They caught her ass.
Now, how long until Hillary Clinton has her killed?
So, look, I do not want to hear about a guard who was off duty. I don't want to hear about any glitches in the cameras. I don't want to hear about someone who went on a long lunch break. I don't want to hear that she has a cellmate that possibly has the tendency to kill people. There must be nothing wrong here, okay? Up until she has to sing like a canary in court. We want to hear it all.
You know what? I think that Hillary Clinton must be the most dangerous woman in the world.
Yeah.
This Ghislaine Maxwell is suddenly, they find her, right? And now obviously all the perverts and pedophiles that were in her address book are going to start getting very nervous because she knows more than anyone. And in the absence of having Jeffrey Epstein alive, which obviously we don't, this woman is the next best thing, and she's been hiding. She was like in New Hampshire in the U.S. Mm. That's where she was hiding out.
And just think, while he was pumping and doing things, she was organizing, and her journal is going to be her little black book. It's going to be so saucy.
Plus, she probably knew more about him than anyone else, so...
See, but I don't want to think of it as simply as that. This woman, firstly, had years of mess, but on top of that, she's had the past couple of years to prepare for the inevitable when she would be caught.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you prepare for it, but she must have got rid of evidence by now. She must have thought about alibis. She must have just, no, I don't think she can just be caught and she'll start confessing to things.
I don't know. Who knows how much information she has? She might be able to shed some light on the Prince Andrew situation, but there are a lot of people who were very happy that she was out of the picture. And maybe they had a hand in keeping her secret for such a long time and keeping her away from the public eye and hiding her in New Hampshire. Who knows who was behind that? And then there are those people who would prefer it if she was dead.
Look, I think she was silly by staying in the U.S.,
Do you think she loved him, that she was in love with him and, like, under his spell?
I don't know. I mean, that maybe we'll find out. Because she was also quite young. I mean, she had a very rich father, right? And he died and left a fortune to her. And a lot of they suspect a lot of that fortune was actually used by Epstein, right?
And the death of Ghislaine Maxwell's father is still a mystery right now.
Yeah, that's another thing. His
body was never found because he allegedly died out at sea.
Sounds very odd.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you see, she, in my opinion, was just silly. She had months to have at least learned how to hold her breath for 4 hours as she swam single-handedly in the sea on her way to a random coast in Mexico, got a great tan, a self-tanner, gone really darker, and changed her name to Guadalupe. she was stupid.
If you had to hide out, if you had to get away from society, let's say that there was a mob that wanted to kill you and you had done nothing wrong, but you needed to go into absolute hiding and you needed to never ever be seen in public again, maybe for a period of 10 years, where would you go? What would you do? And forget about all the constraints. Let's say you have unlimited money. Let's say that you're not necessarily in South Africa when you need to make a run. You could be anywhere in the world. So it's not tied down to where you are at the time or how much money you have. Those things are unlimited.
I would go to, and unfortunately I've already outed it as my favorite place in the world. And now I'm going to out it again, so I can't end up going there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But to a small fishing village in Portugal, in the south of Portugal.
You did say so.
Portimão.
Portimão, which means you port your ass, right?
Maybe. Maybe it means up your mum's. Who knows?
Oh, that's even more reason for you to love it.
And I've become one of those fishing wives who at nighttime brings out their little stool and they sit in the pavement and they all skinner and care. And chat.
And shout at passers-by.
And then cook the most amazing fish that their husbands have caught.
Yeah. Well, those are also, they all look the same, all those women, because they're all black. And they're all, like, wrinkly beyond belief.
So, no one would suspect. No one.
You'd have to, your Portuguese would have to improve fairly quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
But it would, right? Because you'd be there.
Obrigado.
Yeah, you see. Well, yeah, that could be a plan, although I still think that you might – it's too civilized in some ways. I think Panama is the place.
You reckon?
Why?
Oh, yeah. Panama, like you're in between North and South America, so people often leave you off the map. There are jungles. There's a canal so that if people come through by boat, let's say you have associates who know that you're secreted away, they can – come through and on yachts and dock in fancy little harbors and, take things off and on the ship, including you and supplies and all kinds of other things. And you can live simply there. I mean, your only real problem is that occasionally there may be hurricanes, there may be some tropical thunderstorms, but it's mostly kind of an, out there, outback area. There are not a lot of countries that have extradition treaties with Panama, which is important from a legal point of view. So Panama's not going to say, oh, well, it's our job to fetch you out of the jungle and take you in for questioning. But then, our continent holds a host of really good opportunities and options. Really, if you found the right place to be in Zimbabwe, no one's going to look there.
Yeah, Namibia.
Namibia is good, but it's too sparsely populated. I mean, every person there – oh, there's a person!
Mayfok Marilies lives there.
Mayfok Marilies.
She's in Namibia.
Look, I would want to go to that island with the carnivore.
The carnivores?
Jesus, what is
with the cannibals.
North, whatever it is.
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, well, it's off the Indian coast, actually. Oh. The North Suramani. I don't know what it's called, but yeah, there's that tribe of people who will fucking kill you if you go near it.
Why would you go there?
Well, because they'll fucking kill him. See,
I
think he'll make friends.
No, well, I'll just have to learn like a couple of lines just to converse. Say like, hey, I'm one of you guys. And then once you're there, that's like the best security ever. No one will come looking for you because they don't want to die.
They're going to eat your ass.
You haven't realized that everyone else who's tried this strategy has been in a pot before the end of the week. Huh?
Don't. They eat skinny people too.
Yes.
How do you make yourself less attractive to a cannibal?
I don't know. Have leprosy?
There we go.
They can boil that out of you. I'm pretty sure. I'm sure a bit of heat will sort that out.
Oh, gosh.
Good point. Oh, damn. Then I'm screwed.
That did something to my body inside.
What? Boil the leprosy out? Well, here's a suggestion on our WhatsApp line. This is from Shlonishra, who says, I'd go to Mexico. I went there in December, and when I was telling people I was going there, almost everyone thought we were crazy and we'd get kidnapped.
Yes.
It kind of makes me sure that no one would suspect anyone to go there by choice. And it's quite the Wild West out there, so you can be really well hidden, and it's hard to find people. Plus, the beaches, food, and drinks make it a good hideout. That's a very good idea. Nice, Mash. I like it.
Okay.
Here's a good suggestion, too. Chris says, Swaziland, no one's going to look for you in Eswatini.
Ah. I used to go to the Royal Swazi Sun when I was a young girl.
But you're going to have to deal with so much suffering there in Swaziland.
Well, you just better hope the king doesn't notice you and you don't have big tits. That king likes, he has such a penchant for big tits.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne, you're out. Swaziland's not for you. You'd be the only white girl in the reed dance. Can you imagine?
But, it would be nice.
You'd stick out like a sore thumb.
I'd never have to wear a bra, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you just let him dangle.
Let him swing.
Correct. So here's another suggestion. Guys, this is from Pumlani. He says, guys, why don't you add Ghislaine to your death poll? That's a good idea, but who's going to get her? Because she's a real winner.
Well, she's definitely going to end up dead, though.
Yeah.
In inverted commas.
She'll actually have a lower score.
Yeah. Someone sent me a screenshot of Hillary Clinton on Twitter saying, I heard the unfortunate news that Ghislaine Maxwell has passed away while awaiting trial. The world will never know all the information she had. Too bad. And then Bill Clinton replies, bitch, STFU, that's tomorrow.
I'm currently rewatching The Fixer, series again.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as I heard about this Ghislaine story, I thought, ooh, what do the big powers that be playing this political game have in store for her? What are they going to say? I think, look, they can't kill her in prison because that's too expected and that's too Jeffrey Epstein-ish. Watch there be a car accident while she's driving to court one morning. Massive pileup. And then it will erupt in flames because, oh my gosh, well, there won't be any bodies afterwards. And that will be the last we hear of Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, there's a picture going around. In fact, Dinesh D'Souza posted it. It's a picture of Bill Clinton walking Chelsea down the aisle at her wedding. And guess who's standing right next to the aisle?
Almost like peeping out, right?
Yeah, she's got her head sticking out. She's like, hello, I'm here.
Yeah.
It's Ghislaine Maxwell.
You know what? There's so many girls who have come forward, women, I should say, and risked everything in terms of their reputation and their family lives and come out and told the truth of Jeffrey Epstein. Their stories need validation, and they are the ones who are waiting for Ghislaine. She is the one who has the answers and has the ability to at least acknowledge for what happened.
Yeah.
There's so many people who need that apology that they would never have got because of the death of Epstein.
Mm.
Well, I mean, Kwanele wants to give us the credit. Kwanele says, you guys are the good omen the U.S. authorities needed. Earlier this week, you spoke about Ghislaine Maxwell and her involvement in the Epstein saga and how she just disappeared. And look at this. Earlier today, she was found and arrested. Cliff Central curse strikes again. See?
The Cliff Central curse.
Yeah, the CCC, the Cliff Central curse. It's a thing. Mm. It's a real thing.
We wait and see.
Yeah, this is interesting. This came through from Annika about something we spoke about the other day. Bovril. Sorry for spamming you guys. Spam and Bovril in one message. Bovril is excellent mixed with mashed potatoes if you've lost a lot of blood. For example, if you have a very deep cut or you had your tonsils or wisdom teeth removed, something I learned from my mother. That is the only time I'll eat Bovril. It helps with low iron and when you need more protein. My mother taught children from the orphanage in Lyndhurst when she started working, and if the children came in and were malnourished, they'd feed them Marmite or Bovril on toast, and that would get them right as rain.
Yeah, in the war times, you would have a spoonful of Bovril in boiling water and drink it as a brine.
Just a spoonful of Bovril makes you want to gag and puke. Want to gag and puke. Just a spoonful of Bovril.
And I was part of Wayless, which is a weight loss group. I mean, it's ridiculous. I've still got the book. In my before photo, I'm like 47 kilograms. But because my mom was dieting, I thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and there, if you were starving, which you always were, you would have a spoonful of Bovril mixed in boiling water and drink it as a tea.
God, that sounds revolting.
Horrible, hey?
Yeah, it's gross. Whoa. You think of, by the way, Annika adds here that her girlfriend eats some every night straight from the bottle to help with her restless leg syndrome and her hectic leg cramps that she gets at night.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that breath as she comes into bed must be so romantic. Oh, I'm sure you can't keep your hands off.
Because that sticks around for a bit as well.
Gross.
Imagine burping Bovril.
Here's a suggestion of where to go and
good night, honey.
Hi. I've just come from the kitchen.
Kiss me.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, Eddie suggesting that the best place to go and hide is Potensi or Pofadder. No one ever goes near those places.
But you just don't know the loyalty of the people there.
No, yeah.
They might want to sell you out.
Kara, I mean, it's tough getting into a community like that and being accepted in the first place.
Yeah, they're such small communities. You will stick out for a long time. So unless you already have a place there and people know you, difficult.
Yeah.
Carol says that she used to be at Wayless too, but now she's joined Way More.
way more.
Yeah, it happens, eh? To the best of us.
Oh, my God. It'll definitely be suicide by overdose at home, Sia. This is a suggestion on the WhatsApp line from Tabisa. Tabisa says,
Ghislaine.
Wasn't she Ghislaine the one who would coax the girls into the crusty old man foot rubbing and pussy grabbing?
Oh, my God.
That's kind of what she would do, yeah. So I'm surprised she didn't off herself already. My stomach muscles are still sore from laughing about Leanne's silver box and anal play confessions on Monday. That was quite something. That's from Alistair. Yeah, that was a big deal.
Listen, you know what? There have been so many break-ins in my street. There were three. There were two yesterday, and I've just got a message now. There was one during the night.
Oh, no.
One of them was my next-door neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
That I'm now starting to think I need to maybe do something with this fucking box.
Oh, God.
In case it gets cracked open and all the jewels are laid out for everyone to see.
Your treasure. You know, I always wonder what's inside a person's safe. You know, you sometimes see these people sitting in, especially now because we can see inside people's houses on, you know, Zoom calls and meetings and things. And someone will have a painting in a strange place on a wall, and I'm like, oh, there's definitely a hidden safe behind that painting.
It's such a crazy imagination.
And if it's a shoddy looking person and they don't look like they're very well kept or they look a bit nutty, I always imagine that they've got bullshit in their safe, like paper clips and like tokens from the games arcade and
like a jack in the box.
Yeah, you know, like expired credit cards, which is stupid bullshit. And I'm like, well, that's their treasure, you know. And then I thought of Leanne's treasure in her silver box.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now, that's real treasure.
But you know, some people have safes installed purely because when there is a break-in and you are home, the criminals will often ask you where your safe is or demand to see your safe. Huh. And if you say no, you're in a bit of poop.
So you put in a
because
fake
safe. Because they think that you're lying. Yeah.
And you have nothing in it?
Yeah, or maybe put something in there. Like, you know, you've got your decoy wallet. Maybe something like that.
That's also a good idea. Yeah, you know what? Some of these things are actually not a bad plan. A decoy wallet is a good idea. And decoy phone, like an old fucked up iPhone that you keep in the car with you. Well, not even an iPhone, one of those Nokias from the early days. You're like, well, this is all I have. I'm sorry, I can't afford more.
No, I know it's so, what is the word? It is a little naive of me. I once had that thought, but I thought, I don't even want to entertain the idea of having to prepare like that. But look, it's the reality of the world.
All right, so a few headlines, the reality of the world. There was an explosion at an Astron Energy Refinery in Cape Town, and has left 2 people dead and 7 injured. It occurred 4 a.m. on Thursday. 7 other people were injured, 2 of whom remain in hospital, where they're receiving treatment for their injuries. It's a terrible tragedy. Our thoughts are with the families of those affected, said the CEO of Astron Energy, Jonathan Molapo. Our priority now is to support them and our colleagues and to continue to ensure that the plant is completely safe. We will conduct a full investigation of the incident. So that one is obviously an ongoing story, but we'll keep an eye. I don't know much about Astron Energy, but it sounds like a horrible incident that occurred. These things do happen from time to time, as awful as they are.
So do you think it would have been like a chemical explosion?
It could have been a chemical explosion. It could have been some kind of electric fault. And because they're an energy company, they might deal with very high voltages or very low voltages, very high amperage. You don't know. So I'm not entirely sure. But they'll obviously put out more information. It's just very unfortunate for the people who were killed and injured. Police in Zimbabwe have arrested more than 100 shop owners and traders for refusing to accept local payment in local banknotes. You know,
how ridiculous.
This country is just a big, stupid joke. It's almost like the rest of the world is evolving, even if it's slowly, and sometimes you look around and you don't see much evidence of that. But Zimbabwe is absolutely, definitely, positively devolving. Like, people are going to start walking on all fours in Zimbabwe again because they're going backwards at such a rate. So the government can't control everything. And this should be no surprise to anyone who's studied history, but I do not think that the, what are they called again, the ZANU-PF, I don't think that history is a major component in the thing that they pay attention to or don't pay attention to when they're busy putting together public policy. Because they just decided this week to shut down the stock exchange and mobile money transfers. We discussed this yesterday briefly on the Burning Platform and with Sean Sanders from Revix. And now they've decided to arrest shop owners who won't accept the stupid Zim dollar. You know, unbelievable. I mean, not the Zim dollar, but the local banknotes that they've issued, these bonds, which are just worthless. There's growing opposition to the use of local currency as it continues to lose value on the back of hyperinflation. So if you get paid one of these and it's worth one today, tomorrow suddenly it's worth 20 cents.
Imagine.
You know? You don't want to be paid with that shit. You might as well be paid in toilet paper. At least you can use that to wipe your ass.
Pardon my ignorance, but can someone not come in and intervene from another country?
Who cares? And it's Zimbabwe. There's nothing there that anyone wants. A couple of minerals, a bit of tobacco. It's not worth it. What, are you going to intervene with a military force? Zimbabwe's got quite an enormous army. In fact, they're the only people in Zim who are not hungry at the moment. What for? What do you have to, what, to free people?
Yes.
Who are you, Abraham Lincoln?
Maybe.
Well, you know what, if you're a person who had a couple of billion spare and you decided you needed to intervene, you'd still need to find warm bodies to go in there and actually fight. And the danger of getting shot for, what, for freeing a country's people who keep voting in unfair elections for whoever they wanted in the first place and never get that. I mean, we know the MDC has won at least the last 2 elections, but they
there's
nothing they can do. Most of the Zimbabweans who are capable of making any decisions and exercising any agency have already left the country. It's a disaster.
Right.
Absolute disaster. So the launch of the police operation 6 days ago, 102 people have been arrested. 28 have already appeared in court. God knows why. They've been charged with breaching a section of the Bank Use Promotion Act for refusing to accept payment in local bond notes and coins. With inflation at 785% in Zimbabwe, most people they want to be paid in U.S. dollars, even though a fraction of workers in the country are still paid in foreign currency. Many families do receive small monthly remittances from members working abroad, and local demand for these remittances may well go up as businesses increasingly demand U.S. dollars. Listen, just give up, you stupid Banana Republic morons. You're an embarrassment to everyone else on earth. You are the most backward country in the world right now. And that's something, because there's some pretty fucking stupid countries.
Yep.
Next door in Botswana, they are reporting the mysterious deaths of hundreds of elephants.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hundreds of elephants have mysteriously died in the Okavango Delta. The Wildlife Department said on Thursday, ruling out poaching because the tusks were found intact.
What the hell?
Yeah, landlocked South African country has the world's largest elephant population, estimated to be around 130,000. We've had a report of 356 dead elephants in the area north of the Okavango.
You see, I can't handle this because elephants feel the pain of a relative dying, and they mourn them.
They mourn.
Oh, God.
Well, if all of them are dead in that area, then there's no one to mourn.
Yeah, rather all of them than
my God.
A few.
So they don't suspect poaching, but they say that it's it's not anthrax. Samples have been collected and sent to specialized laboratories in South Africa. Similar deaths were reported in May when they found 12 carcasses in just 2 weeks in a northwestern village in the country. It seems they were dying suddenly. The carcasses were animals that had fallen down while walking, right on their sternum, which is very unusual. Up to now, there seems to be no clear sign of any reason for it. When something like this happens, it is alarming. It's very strange, huh?
Yeah, the reason why it would be strange for them to fall onto their sternum is because if an elephant does that, it suffocates. It has you have to get it over onto its side. So, for instance, if you are tranquilizing an elephant, as soon as it falls, you have to get it onto its side, otherwise it'll suffocate itself.
Oh, gosh.
And then I never thought I'd say this, but Mark Zuckerberg turns out to actually be the best social media CEO of all of them.
No, really? Why?
I've always said he's a lizard, but he's not giving in to these boycotts that are being brought against Facebook. And good for him. Someone has to stand up to this lunacy. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has agreed to meeting with activists on the social media giant's content policies while vowing to resist pressure from an advertiser boycott. Look, he doesn't need to succumb to that pressure. Facebook is still something that everybody has to use, and even though Unilever and Coke have decided to get off of Facebook because they think it's too poisonous, there's also a huge amount of leftist pressure, you know, kind of they want to cancel. You know, the same crowd who canceled
cancel people. Culture.
Yeah. They're trying to cancel Facebook.
Oh, I can smell pop roll.
That must be Annika's girlfriend. It's not me. So Mark Zuckerberg said, look, I'm not giving in to your protests. I'm not giving in to your boycott, but I'm happy to meet and talk. He told an employee meeting this week the boycott is not likely to have a major impact. Most of the advertisers will be back on the platform soon enough. And he's right. He's actually on the money here. Activists never stay for the long game. They're always there for a short while.
Selectivists.
Exactly.
Softism.
He will not change policy based on a threat to revenue, but based on the right things for Facebook and the community. Good for him. We're not going to change our policies or approach or anything because of a threat to a small percent of our revenue or any percent of our revenue. We're going to do what we think are the right things that we are going to serve we think are going to serve the community the best over time.
The whole thing is, with all of these big companies pulling out, it's actually made Facebook advertising quite cheap.
Mm. Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Which is very beneficial if you're a small
Okay, we kind of lost you
there.
They're not going to take it, and good for them. And I'm torn here because I sort of want people to spend less money on Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and all of Mark's other assets, because that means more advertising revenue flows into local content creators. I mean, in South Africa, mm-hmm. something like 96 to 98% of all the advertising revenue spent online goes straight to these big platforms, which means you're not allowing local people to thrive or to create stuff or to use local platforms, you know, like ours.
Well, there's a balance, you know. You can reach balance.
I know. And that's why I'm saying the right thing, like Mark is doing the right thing, by saying it's correct that he doesn't bow to this pressure, even though some of that revenue could come our way, which I'd love, and some of that revenue may go to other content creators in South Africa who I'd love to see succeed. But actually, it's right that Mark doesn't give in to this stuff for his company's reasons. And then finally, hundreds have been arrested as a crime chat network was cracked. A top-secret communication system used by criminals to trade drugs and guns has been successfully penetrated, says the National Crime Agency in the UK. They worked with forces across Europe and the UK's biggest and most significant law enforcement operation. Major crime figures were among 800 Europe-wide arrests after messages on EncroChat were intercepted and decoded. More than 2 tons of drugs, several dozen guns, and £54 million in suspect cash has been seized.
Boom. That's a good weekend.
Yeah. That's what you go through in, like, the average year, right?
How many tons of drugs?
How many guns? How much illicit cash? That's good.
Yeah. And this comes from 800-odd people.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's still money out there, even in lockdown, everybody.
How many drugs do you – how much in drugs do you consume a week? I'd say 2 tons.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a thumb suck here, but it's round about there.
All right. Well, lots of other stuff we have to get to this morning. It is Friday. We've got George Meany joining us later on, which is very exciting. Always means the weekend is upon us.
Yeah.
We're staying connected.
Always Meanies, the weekend is upon us.
We are staying connected during the lockdown with iConnect. You can too for just 199 Rand per user per month with no contract or setup fee. With this deal, what do you get? Well, you get a remote voice extension, a soft phone or desktop app, and a free iConnect inbound number. You'll also be able to port an existing number for free and get free extension to extension calls. Contact iConnect SA on 010-271-3995. You can also email them at remote@iconnectsa.co.za, or you can just go to their website, which is iconnectsa.co.za.
Ta-da!
I've got a problem.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks. That's not what I was referring to.
No shame. What's the problem?
My problem is, sometime during lockdown, and I haven't fiddled with the settings of my phone, but my notifications have stopped coming through. So unless I actually open up WhatsApp, I don't see that I have messages. You know, it comes up on your screen.
Have you checked your notifications button?
Yes.
Settings.
So I've looked up all the articles online. So please don't say to me, you've got Do Not Disturb on, or your notification settings aren't green, you know, for on.
Yeah.
I've checked all of that a million times.
We're just trying to help, though.
I know, but it's just so frustrating because it means...
So you're quite far down the line with this, in other words.
Yeah, and I have to open up. So it's true for WhatsApp, for Instagram, for Facebook, and for WhatsApp calls.
So like push notifications aren't working. You have to actually go in and retrieve them.
Correct. So I've tried everything. So I'm actually probably going to have to reset my phone, which is really, really scary because it means you have to put in all your passwords again. And
Well, just remember in that case, always, and to everyone who's upgrading their phone, it's such a common problem. Back up WhatsApp before you do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, wait. I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Have you tried switching it off, waiting 5 minutes and switching it on again?
You're laughing, but that is actually one of the solutions they gave in one of those articles that I read.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's it. I'm out of options then.
Okay, so here's a suggestion from Brendan. He says my background data has been turned off. I don't even know how you'd turn that on. Ooh. Background data. Jesus.
As my dad would say, why don't you Google it?
Why don't I have? I've Googled all of it.
No, the background data.
And
thing.
The problem is, it's not a Wi-Fi or a cell phone or a cellular data thing, because this doesn't have it. I don't get the notifications in Wi-Fi zone or in like normal 3G or
yeah,
you know. So I don't know what's going on. It's really annoying.
Apparently, some teenager who lives in his mom's basement would know what to do.
Oh, shame. Leanders.
Yeah.
We love the teenagers living in their mom's basements. There's nothing wrong with them.
I hope someone can help me. Morning. It's time for the five things. Yeah, this is sent a little bit earlier. I think we've got through that now. You can stop correcting us. All right.
Wow, I love that we have people who are watching the clock on our behalf.
Bichling,
makes us Bichling, accountable.
Bichling says, woo, gee, choking on what so early in the morning? I've always wanted to see someone read news while sucking on a dildo.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Sure.
I can do that. I've got my silver box. And I can
there we go.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. Okay. When the wisest of animals, like elephants, are committing suicide by falling on their sternums, we know we've got to get the fuck out of here. Next, the whales will do the same thing.
Sure. Where will we go?
That's from Carla. I don't know, but it's a if these elephants are committing suicide, then maybe they know something we don't. Like 2020 is about to get even worse.
Oh, please, God.
I nearly said something, but I don't want to jinx it. I was going to say, but what could happen?
Well, it's like those what could go wrong videos on YouTube.
Yes, and then everything does. We could be facing an implosion here.
Oh, my God.
It's been a struggle, man, this year.
It's been a struggle. But do you feel, I don't want to jinx it because it's only July now.
Oh, where's some more knock on wood?
Do you feel like, first of all, it's starting to get light again a little, because we were in the depths of winter in those last 2 weeks of June, right? The depths where it only, the sun only like appears at maybe 6:45.
Oh, when you said things are getting lighter, I thought you meant like spiritually lighter.
Oh, I hope so. But we'd need to ask the people from Beyond Ears and Eyes and maybe get some crystal healers in and like, ding, 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 ding. And maybe they'd be able to tell.
Yes. Look, I hope it is, because I just realized I am so tired of reality now. That's my latest bugbear. It's not necessarily being stuck indoors or, no, I'm fine with that. I'm done with reality.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Sia? Like that's a hell of a statement to make.
We would get stuck in some form of escapism in our normal lives, whether it's a series you watch that takes your mind off things, whether it's going to a party and everyone dresses up and everyone, you know, looks like $1 million, even though they have negative balances in their bank accounts. I'm done with reality and these constant reminders of just how shitty life is. You go to Instagram and now people are, you know, they don't have filters anymore. Their roots have grown out.
They look shit.
Everyone looks like crap. Everyone is just speaking about how shitty their kids are. I'm done with, can we go back to perfect life?
Even if it's fake, let's have some fake back in our lives, right?
I need that fakeness back again. I need it.
Well, I went back into the exercise regime hard yesterday. I did a whole range of stuff, and then I went for a long walk with the dog. I tried to really, because the day before was so busy, I didn't have a chance to do anything. And I just felt so guilty.
How's your body feeling today?
No, fine. I've been doing it mostly. I mean, I've missed a couple of days here and there during lockdown where I haven't felt very motivated, but mostly I've kept it up. And I spoke to a friend of mine last week, and he was saying to me, no, he's in better shape than ever, and Like Ben told us the other day, he was saying he's in better shape.
Yeah. Now.
I mean, I have such admiration for people who've been able to do that. That's, you know, coping with a bad situation and turning it into something great. I think that's so awesome. I love people who can do that. I don't know if I
can. Yeah.
I've lost a bit of weight, but I've definitely, I'm not in the shape I used to be.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I weighed myself. I've got one of those scales. I usually hide the thing because it's the devil.
It reminds me of my friend who every time she stands on the scale, she pulls a zap sign. She's like, fuck you to the scale.
It's not the scale's problem. The scale is just doing its job.
Oh my God.
I've got one of those glass scales. I'm too scared to stand on it anymore.
You're too scared to stand. Did you just say you're too scared to stand on it? That's hilarious.
So true.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That is so great. All right. So a couple of things we need to get to this morning, and we'll do all of this in the next little while. We've also got Tracy who's going to join us, someone special who's going to be our guest on the show this morning. Sia, I know that you have been very interested in a couple of stories. We've also got to get to those. We have an agenda, man. We've got an agenda to get through today.
Yeah, we didn't get to discuss it when it initially broke, but
Will Smith
and Jada Pinkett Smith and their open relationship.
Ooh, but she said
something happened there.
Didn't she speak very publicly about how open their relationship is?
You know, and bits and bobs here and there, I don't think we all fully realized it up until this week when a rapper by the name of August Alsina came out and said, oh yeah, so Jade and I have been in this relationship for years. Their son, their 21-year-old son, Jaden, was the one who introduced me to their mother.
Oh, how creepy.
Yeah, and so Will is totally fine with it because we've been bumping and schlomping under the same roof while he's on the other side of the house.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
That's so amazing. I've never been able to get my head around these open relationships. It's just...
Oh, I'll have to tell you when we talk about it, about a series I've started watching called Stacey Dooley Stays Over.
Ooh.
And she stays over for 3 nights in an open marriage home.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have more details on that later.
More on that story later. All right, so we'll get to that now. And this is a special request this morning from Sia for our song for the morning.
Oh, yeah?
We'll get to the rest of the show in a minute. So here, take it away, Sia. I can't believe you chose this song, Sia. B-B-A-B.
CliffCentral.com.